be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We continue in this fourth chapter of Luke, the beginning of the Lord's public ministry outside of his hometown, the manifestations of his mission to announce the kingdom of God, a kingdom that involves everything of this world, but also those things that are beyond the visible domain of this world. That the Lord Jesus has authority of all things in heaven and on earth, and that his mission is to claim all things in heaven and on earth. Today we experience through the living words of the gospel the nature of the Lord's healing authority. He stands over Simon's mother-in-law, prays over her, and cures her. We see in these three simple realities the whole mission of the Lord's healing in our own lives. That he is always standing above us and over us as the risen one. That his hands always give us healing and strength, for they are the anointed hands, the high priest, the Son of God. And his hands communicate healing to us. This is also the authority that he gives us as his anointed in the church. Today, we are reminded to surrender our hearts to the Lord, to give him the right place in our lives, in the office, in our homes, with our difficulties and struggles, to allow him to stand with total authority over us, to allow his hands to reach our hearts, and to communicate the healing of his love.